Hi, this is Pat Gohn, author of Blessed, Beautiful, and Bodacious, celebrating the gift of Catholic womanhood. Welcome to 10 Bodacious Basics, 10 minutes at a time. This is a short podcast-style tour through the book with excerpts read by yours truly. Listen each day for a new insight or reflection about the blessed dignity, the beautiful gifts, and the bodacious mission of women. Each day on the blog tour, a new question will be posted at the host blog about the day's theme, and comments at the blog become your entry for a chance to win a copy of Blessed, Beautiful, and Bodacious. I hope you'll join me in this conversation as the book continues to travel these last few days around the blogosphere through April 26th. Today's audio tour is brought to you by Embracing Motherhood, created by author Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle. This is part 7 of 10 Bodacious Basics, and our topic today is the maternal gift. And our reading comes from chapter 7, entitled, Entrusting Maternity to Eternity. Happy coincidence occurred when my children were small. During that time, I discovered and was encouraged by the writings of John Paul II, who was Pope at the time. He was a Pope devoted to Mary and gifted with an intense love for supporting marriage and families. In 1988, the year after my first child was born, the Pope released a document titled Mulieris Dignitatem. That's the Latin name. It's also known as On the Dignity and Vocation of Women. In it, John Paul II taught that women, by the beauty of their physiology and God-given design, are uniquely entrusted with human persons. And this is our feminine genius. I'd like to read you a paragraph from that document. The moral and spiritual strength of a woman is joined to her awareness that God entrusts the human person to her in a special way. Of course, God entrusts every human being to each and every other human being. But this entrusting concerns women in a special way, precisely by reason of their femininity. A woman is strong because of her awareness of this entrusting. Always and in every way, even in the situations of social discrimination in which she may find herself, this awareness and this fundamental vocation speak to women of the dignity which they have received from God Himself. And this makes them strong and strengthens their vocation. End quote. Remember how being blessed comes from the core of who we are? Our dignity is rooted in how we are made. There's no mistaking our biology. The beauty of our feminine design prepares us for motherhood. It flows from the sublime blessing of who we are in our creation. Our womanly bodies are wonderfully made and purposely created with an empty space of a womb that we carry under our heart. Our womb, or uterus, signals that we were made for something and someone more than ourselves. It's an organ that is made for welcoming and receiving the life of a child, generously sheltering and nourishing the child, and finally bringing the child to birth. Our breasts are meant to feed that child. Everything about a woman is made to give and support life. The gift of maternity is being a beautiful life-bearer through motherhood. And even if a woman never gives birth, her life is still inclined and ordered toward mothering. Maternity is an inherent gift of femininity. That means all women have it. All women are entrusted with the call to care for people within their sphere of influence. Now, this broadens our discussion of maternity considerably. I was very much conditioned to think of maternity as being limited to the time of a woman's life that focused on the physical bearing of children, a 9-month pregnancy that begins with conception and ends with birth and lactation. Yet my experience told me maternal love and care are not restricted to childbearing alone. And John Paul II confirmed this. Therefore, our conversation about the gifts of womanhood must speak of maternity in a much broader and universal way. Maternity reflects how we are made body and soul. Being feminine means we have maternal bodies and souls. Here's another bit of John Paul's thoughts on this subject. This comes from an Angelus address that he gave July 16, 1995. And he says, "Woman's singular relationship with human life derives from her vocation to motherhood. Opening herself to motherhood, she feels the life in her womb unfolding and growing. This indescribable experience is a privilege of mothers, but all women have in some way an intuition of it, predisposed as they are to this miraculous gift." End quote. All women are predisposed to motherhood by their design, yet, as we know, not all women bear children. Maternity, as described here, is not limited to those who conceive and give birth to biological children. The structures of our anatomy reveal our vocation and the way we are called to be fruitful. Men and women find their true fulfillment in paternity and maternity, respectively. A woman's body was made to nurture and bring life into the world. Her vocation resembles her maternal nature. It bears fruit that gives life. A woman's relationships with others, even though they may not be fruitful biologically, as in giving birth to a child, they can be fruitful spiritually. Her receptivity and her generous and sensitive care of others can give birth to good fruit of a spiritual nature in the lives of other people. In this way, a woman's life-giving gift of self to others is made through loving service, bearing the good news of love through her person. All women are predisposed to this gift of maternity, yet it will be lived in different expressions according to her state in life. Therefore, a woman's life, her feminine genius, is characterized by physical and spiritual motherhood. This is Pat Gohn. Thanks for joining me at this stop on the blog tour. Tomorrow, we will visit the Amazing Catechists website. For now, look for details on how you might win a copy of Blessed, Beautiful, and Bodacious right here at Embracing Motherhood.